From Johnny Appleseed to your backyard. A lighthearted journey through apple history, varieties, growing zones, and tasty possibilities. By Don Nicholas. Once upon a time, well, more like the early 1800s, a curious barefoot man wearing a tin pot on his head wandered across the American frontier, tossing apple seeds with joyful abandon. His name? John Chapman, better known to us all as Johnny Appleseed. Contrary to the cartoon version, Johnny wasn't just planting apples for snacks or pies. He was planting nurseries to provide the raw ingredient for cider, which was safer to drink than water in many parts of early America. With a satchel of seeds from cider mills in Pennsylvania, he helped turn apple trees into one of the most widespread and beloved fruit trees in North America. Apples, a delicious legacy. The apples we know today aren't native to North America. The wild ancestors of modern apples originated in Kazakhstan and traveled via trade routes to Europe, where they were cultivated and crossbred for flavor, storage, and hardiness. European settlers brought seeds and saplings with them to the New World, and once they took root, apples never looked back. From colonial times to the orchards of today, apples have become a mainstay in American gardens. Whether baked into pies, sliced into school lunches, or pressed into cider, they're an iconic part of our national heritage. The crowd favorites, most popular apple varieties. Apples are not a one-size-fits-all fruit. Some are sweet, some are tart, and some like it hot. Well, warm climates at least. Here are a few superstar varieties. Honeycrisp, America's sweetheart. Crisp, sweet, and juicy. Best in zones 4 to 7. Great for snacking and salads. Granny Smith. Tart and tangy. She's the queen of pie apples. Thrives in zones 5 to 9. Fuji. Super sweet and long-lasting. Prefers warmer climates, zones 5 to 9, and makes a great lunchbox treat. Macintosh. Juicy with a hint of tartness. A classic in northern climates, zones 4 to 6. Perfect for applesauce. Gala. Early ripening and super sweet. Grows well in zones 5 to 8 and great for fresh eating. Pink Lady. Cripps Pink. A spicy sweet beauty with staying power. Best in zones 6 to 9. Different varieties have different chill hour requirements. How long they need cold winter temps to set fruit. So, while New Englanders might thrive with Macintosh, Southern gardeners may lean toward Gala or Anna, a low-chill variety that's even happy in Florida. Fun facts that might surprise you. There are over 2,500 varieties of apples grown in the U.S., but only about 15 are widely grown commercially. Washington State grows more apples than any other state, about 65% of all apples in America. The average American eats roughly 16 pounds of fresh apples each year, and even more if you count juice, cider, and applesauce. Apples are one of the easiest fruit trees for home gardeners to graft and customize. Yes, you can grow multiple apple varieties on one tree. With dwarf and semi-dwarf rootstocks, even small-space gardeners can grow productive apple trees in containers. Ready to grow your own apple adventure? Whether you're dreaming of fresh-picked apples from your backyard or just want to channel your inner Johnny Appleseed, we've got you covered. Be sure to check out our complete gardening guide to growing apples, packed with practical tips and techniques, detailed profiles of different apple varieties, and a bushel of mouth-watering apple recipes, from cider to crisps to apple butter that will make your toast sing. Apple season might come once a year, but your orchard dreams, they can start right now.